This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For a long time, the better part of two decades, really, home sales in China were on a tear. Property was the investment to make. And then about 2 years ago, that boom turned to bust. More homes being built than there were people to fill them. Commercial property over there has gone through a rocky patch as well. In Shanghai, the center of China's financial sector, the retail vacancy rate hovers between 9 and 12%, depending on which report you look at. Either way, though, the 9 or the 12, it is well above where it was in the before times. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Pack.
Shanghai coffee shop owner Rose Liu avoided massive losses during the pandemic, partly thanks to a tarot card reading. The reading predicted in January 2022, her business would lose money that year. At first, I didn't believe it, because the Lunar New Year holiday was just around the corner, and that's usually good for business. Then I came across a fortune-telling master who said my business would lose money, at least $14,000 if I'm still open in March. And that scared me, and I closed shop in February of 2022. A month later, Shanghai slid into lockdown. The city would stay in various stages of lockdown until early 2023. Last spring, Rose Liu started looking for a space to lease.
I still want to do a coffee shop, plus a mini bed and breakfast.
And how's the hunt been?
Very miserable.
Sure, she says, there are more shop spaces available. But Rose Liu wants to set up in the priciest part of Shanghai, the former French concession, where real estate agent Gao Song works.
The economic environment in Shanghai is not very good. Those who had a stable income might have... Gosh, can I talk about this?
Like a lot of people I speak to, Gao Song is afraid of saying something that would get him in trouble with the Chinese authorities. I tell him, I'm not looking for sweeping pronouncements on the Chinese economy. I just want to know what's happening to his business. At first, he paints a rosy picture.
The shop spaces I have are very much in demand. Sometimes a place will be rented out even before the previous tenant moves out.
As Gao Song takes us around, it becomes clear why his business is doing okay. He's already gotten rid of properties that lost money. He steps out of the car and points to a four-story building.
We used to rent this building, but couldn't sublease it out for 6-7 months. So we gave it back to the landlord. We lost like $80,000 to $100,000 last year.
His friend and sometimes collaborator Darren Tong has returned large properties he had on hand. Big spaces, he says, are much harder to lease.
Rents have dropped a lot from 5 years ago, so it's not easy to do this business. Bigger spaces have cut rent by 30%.
But for the type of shop Rose Liu wants, she's got to pay three times more than she did for her previous space, partly because of competition.
People think shop rentals should be cheaper since the economy is not good. But it's because of the slow economy, many laid-off workers and college grads want to start their own businesses now.
And not all of these newbies boosting demand are experienced retailers. That's why realtor Gao Song and Darren Tang are trying out a new business model. They show me their latest space. It's a short-term rental, a pop-up store. They say this is a way for young entrepreneurs to test their business concept. As for Rose Liu, she's still looking for her dream space.
I planned to open my business last August. Now, I don't have a plan.
When she does find a space, she says, the first thing she'll do is consult a fortune teller. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.